Hello, everyone. So I came across this story last night, and then I read the comments, some of the comments this morning, and it occurred to me that I think this is a completely fake story mastered by Jennifer Lopez's PR team. So People Magazine has a story that they posted at 7:50 p.m. Eastern. Okay, 4:50 p.m. Pacific yesterday, saying the headline says Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck's $68 million home was Ben's idea and a major compromise for her. That's the headline. So the pair bought the house, the Beverly Hills mansion, in May of 2023 for $60.8 million, and they listed it for sale publicly in July of 2024. They'd been trying to sell it quietly. That didn't work. They had to list it publicly. So, a month before when the house was listed, it was a month before J-Lo filed for divorce. So, according to this article, quote, which I already read, it was the headline, the $68 million mansion was Ben's idea and a major compromise. So, it's the source claims, quote, Jennifer Lopez agreed to it because it's spacious layout, accommodating both their families, a gym and a pickleball court, office space, plus it has two private entrances. So the house, let's see here, has 12 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms, and it is 38,000 square feet. And the source said that the house was not J-Lo's style because Jennifer doesn't like ultra modern properties. The source says that J-Lo loves the romantic Spanish European vibe. So a second source counters the idea that Affleck was all in on the house and says it wasn't ideal for Affleck in another aspect, its location. So, a different source is saying that Ben's life is in the city of Brentwood. That is where his children live. It was such, quote, it was such a pain and time consuming for Ben to navigate traffic from their house. He never liked it. The same source notes that the house Affleck rented this summer after moving out of their shared home was located in Brentwood. So, meanwhile, J-Lo has been spotted looking for a house, or she apparently has been looking since April. And that's interesting because Jennifer Lopez put in her documents that they separated in April. So let's see here. Ben has bought a house for $20.5 million since his split. Let's see. All right. So the house is supposedly family friendly, but could easily be transformed into a bachelor pad. It boasts a sophisticated crowd, and it is not trendy. Okay, so here's the thing. Me being someone who knows the geography of Los Angeles, I don't know where this home is. Okay, Beverly Hills. Okay, let me do a quick little search. Okay, so what's funny to me is that Google is saying, according to Google, there's only 6 miles between, there's only 6 miles between, Beverly Hills and Brentwood. This don't make no sense to me, y'all. This don't make no sense because let me see some. Okay, whatever. I typed in something else I know is in Brentwood, and it is also saying that it is not far. I should get the zip codes. Let me see this. Because I'm like, okay, to me, Brentwood feels really far, but then I'm sitting here and Googling and it's trying to convince me that's not far, whatever. So okay, I did a few searches. This is what I'm gonna say. Traffic, especially if Ben needs to see his kids at certain times that are very congested, traffic can take an extremely long time in Los Angeles. However, now that I just gave myself a refresher with the geography, at first I was thinking that Jennifer Lopez's camp planted this story, but now I'm starting to think that it's true. First, I was thinking, okay, if Ben has a lot of traffic, then there's no way he would sign off on this home or that this home would be his idea. But then when I see that there's a 6 mile difference, 3 to 6 miles, I'm like, okay, what the hell? Like, for real. So let's see here. Yep. Everything is saying it's like literally 4 miles. So, and now that I read that, I'm gonna go ahead and believe Jennifer Lopez's source that the home was Ben Affleck's idea. Now, Ben Affleck is an addict, and addicts like extremes, and they like to jump from one addiction to the other. Ben Affleck is or was allegedly addicted to alcohol and gambling. So, that being said, I could see an addict wanting to do something extreme and get a really big house. And unfortunately, addicts tend to just chase highs. And I think Ben is the one who reached out to Jennifer with a love letter. So he pursued Jennifer, he got Jennifer. Then he needed a new high because the stories that come out suggest that he really, really ghosted her. And I don't understand how you could publicly humiliate someone to such an extreme when all you have to do is communicate with them and tell them, look, I'm sorry, we shouldn't have gotten married. I thought this was going to work. It's not working. Instead of ghosting, the reports are that Ben Affleck did a lot of ghosting. He didn't like her level of fame, this, that, and the other. But, I just think that Ben Affleck is one of the worst fuckboys in Hollywood history because he gives me the impression that he is not speaking to Jennifer Lopez. He's giving me the impression that he like pursued her, wifed her, and ghosted her. And ghosting? We all know the problem with ghosting is that our minds can run wild and our imaginations could go crazy and we could come up with countless reasons as to why someone ghosted us simply because they didn't have a fucking conversation. So, all I know is I've been feeling bad for Jennifer Lopez. I'm embarrassed for her. I cannot think of anything this embarrassing that has gone down in Hollywood in recent years, in recent memory. So, I don't know. I don't know where this bitch is supposed to go from here. We all know she finna get married again soon, but in the interim, before she makes an ass out of herself for the fifth time, I feel bad for her. I would trade my anonymity for Jennifer Lopez's wealth and success, but at the same time, I can say this is one of the most embarrassing breakups in Hollywood history, and I do not envy her for being in that position right now. I hope she gets some therapy. I don't think she needs to date or get married, but she certainly will. Anyways, y'all, so what do you think? Do you think that the $60.8 million mansion was Ben's idea or Jennifer Lopez's idea? All I gotta say is they were too ambitious with this goddamn relationship, too damn ambitious with property. They were acting like kids. They were acting like teenagers who came across a big check, were given a lot of money, inherited a lot of money, and were like, okay, we have to spend this. Like, they bought it for 60 million. They're trying to sell it for 68 million. Nobody has been budging on this house. They might take an L at the end of the day. They might sell it for less than they bought it for simply because nobody wants a mansion of this size. But stay tuned, y'all, because Jennifer Lopez does not ever want to spend a single night alone. So I wonder when the stories are going to hit about who she's fucking. She's a disaster. All right, y'all. Hope you're having a great Friday. Bye.